Chapter 2. Juan del Oso. A long time ago, in the village of Cuesta, there lived a man and his wife. They had a lovely daughter whose name was Aida. Many young men came to court her, but her parents guarded her carefully. Each day they took her to the fields to tend the corn, beans, and chile they grew. The village of Cuesta was located at the foot of high, rugged mountains. Bears sometimes came down from the sierra to eat elotes, the tender corn. The father warned Aida to be careful, because he had seen the tracks of a large bear nearby. One day, when her parents were busy with other tasks, Aida went to the garden alone. She was picking corn, when suddenly a giant bear appeared. Before she could scream or run, the bear picked her up and carried her to his cave in the mountain. The bear didn't harm Aida. To be quite truthful, he fell in love with her. So he decided to keep her prisoner in his cave. Each day, when the bear left in search of food, he would block the entrance with a gigantic boulder. In this way, Aida could not escape. Aida's parents searched everywhere for her, but they couldn't find her. After some time, they stopped looking for her and resigned themselves to their loss. That spring, Aida gave birth to a son. She baptized him Juan del Oso, or John of the Bear. John grew quickly, and by the time he was a year old, he could talk. By the time he was two, he was 6 feet tall. Aida was happy with her son. By the time he was six, she had taught him spelling and numbers, and she had told him stories about her home and her parents. Page 13. They were Juan's grandparents, and she wished they could see their son. "Why can't we visit them?" Juan asked one day. "Bear put a boulder at the entrance each time he leaves. We cannot move it." "Oh, yes, I can," Juan said. He went straight to the entrance, leaned against the heavy boulder, and easily moved it aside. Juan and his mother ran quickly out of the cave and down the mountain. They were nearing her parents' home when they heard grunting and growling behind them. It was Bear. "He will punish us for escaping," thought Juan. "I must save my mother." "Go on," he shouted, and turned to meet an angry bear. Juan and the bear fought a tremendous battle. Tall pine trees fell as they struggled. Boulders crashed from the mountaintops. Finally, Juan was able to kill Bear. He ran to his mother, and together they went to her parents' home. The old man and woman were overjoyed to have their daughter back, and delighted they now had a grandson. That fall, they sent Juan to school. But he was so big, the children made fun of him. Juan picked up six boys and threw them against a wall, breaking a few of their bones. The parents of the boys complained, and Juan could no longer attend school. "I must go and seek my fortune," he said. "Make me a shepherd or staff, so I may tend sheep." 40 men cut down the tallest pine tree they could find, and they shaped the staff. Groaning under the weight, they carried it to Juan. He picked it up with one hand. Juan said goodbye to his mother and grandparents and set off. As he walked, he saw a buffalo. He killed it with one blow of his staff, and he had it for a meal. Later, Juan met a man by the side of a river. The man carried a huge shovel in one hand. Page 14. "Who are you?" asked Juan.
"I am Moves River," the man replied.
"I am Juan del Oso. Why don't we travel together?"
"Very well," said Moves River, "but I am the leader."
"You can be the leader if you lift my staff." Moves River tried to lift Juan's staff, but he couldn't. Then Juan picked up Moves River's shovel, and with one scoop he made the Rio Grande.
"You are stronger," Moves River said. "You be the leader."
They walked on until they met another giant of a man who carried a pick.
"Who are you?"
asked Juan.
"I am Moves Mountains."
"You can come with us if you can lift my shepherd's staff," said Juan. Moves Mountains tried to lift the huge staff, but he couldn't. Then Juan took the pick, stuck it to the ground, and created the Sangre de Cristo Mountains.
"You are the leader," Moves Mountains said reluctantly.
The three became thieves, stealing from the ox-drawn wagons that went from Santa Fe to Chihuahua. One day, Juan and Moves Mountain left Moves River at the camp while they went hunting. He was to have supper ready when they returned later that day. Moves River cooked 20 buffalo for dinner and sat down to rest. Soon the devil appeared, disguised as an old, gnarled dwarf. He kicked dirt on the food. Moves River jumped up to punish the dwarf, but the dwarf was so strong he gave Moves River a beating, and he left him with a cracked skull. When Juan and Moves Mountain returned, they found their friend in a terrible state. They asked him what had happened. Chapter 15. "I climbed a tree to see if I could see you," he said, "and I fell and I cracked my skull." The next day, it was Moves Mountain's turn to stay in camp and prepare dinner. He cooked 20 buffalo and sat down to rest. Along came the devil, disguised as an ancient man. He kicked dirt on the dinner. An angry Moves Mountain accosted the devil, but the devil was so strong he gave the poor fellow a terrible beating. When the two friends returned and asked what had happened, Moves Mountain said he too had climbed a pine tree and fallen. The following day it was Juan's turn to stay in the camp. He was very hungry, so he cooked 40 buffalo and lay down to rest. Shortly thereafter, the devil appeared and kicked dirt on the food. Juan grabbed the devil, and a terrible fight ensued. Juan knocked the devil down with his staff, and he tore off his ear. The devil ran away, howling with pain. Juan put the ear in his pocket and followed. He came to a large cave where the devil disappeared inside. Juan peered into the cave and saw that it was very, very deep. Juan knew the devil always hides a treasure in deep caverns. He returned to camp with a plan. When the two friends arrived, they accused Juan of running away with the devil. Juan laughed and showed them the devil's ear. "Here's the pine tree you two climbed," he said, shaming his friends for lying. He told them about the devil's cave. The next day, he bought a strong rope and a bell from some merchants passing by. The three went to the cave and let down the rope with the bell tied at the end. Moose River climbed down the rope, but a terrible wind forced him to ring the bell, and they pulled him out. Page 16. Then Moose Mountain tried climbing down, but he too found the wind too strong, and they pulled him out. Finally, Juan climbed down. His staff was so heavy the wind couldn't dash him against the rocks. He climbed safely to the floor of the cave. Juan remembered his grandparents telling a story about a cave full of buried treasures. He thought he might find gold and other precious stones. He came to a door and opened it. To his astonishment, he found a beautiful young woman in the room.
"Who are you?" he asked.
"I am the king's daughter," she replied. "The devil wanted my two sisters and me to marry his three sons, but my father refused, so the devil cast a spell on us and made us prisoners. The giant who guards my room will return at any moment. You must get away, or he will kill you."
"I'm not afraid of giants," Juan replied.
At that moment, the giant appeared. He was the most horrible creature imaginable. He grabbed at Juan, but Juan was too swift. He gave the giant a blow with his shepherd's staff and killed him. The young woman was overjoyed at being freed. "You are my savior," she said. "Now if only you could rescue my two sisters who are prisoners in the other rooms."
"I will," Juan said. "But first I have to get you out of this cave."
He tied the rope around her slim waist and rang the bell. Moves River and Moves Mountain pulled her up. Imagine their surprise when they saw a lovely young woman at the end of the rope. She told the two how Juan had killed the giant and was now rescuing her sisters. They should all wait there at the entrance to the cave to see if he was successful. Page 17. In the meantime, Juan approached a second door sealed with a giant boulder. Juan easily moved it aside and met the second lovely sister.
"I freed your sister," Juan explained, "and I will free you."
"You cannot. I am guarded by a tiger that sleeps in the cave. You must flee before he devours you."
At that moment, the tiger awakened and rushed at Juan.
Juan was so agile, he sidestepped the tiger and gave it a blow with his staff, killing the fierce animal.
"Oh, thank you," the young woman said. "You are my savior.
Now, if you could only rescue our youngest sister. She is in a room guarded by a huge snake."
"First, we must get you out of here," Juan said.
So he took her to the rope and tied it around her waist. Then he rang the bell, and Moves River and Moves Mountains pulled her up. Imagine how delighted the two sisters were to be reunited outside of the Devil's Cave. In the cave, Juan found the third room. He forced open the heavy door and found the youngest sister. She was the most beautiful of the three, and the moment Juan saw her, he fell in love with her. "What is your name?" he asked. "I am Celestina, the youngest daughter of the king. Who are you, and what are you doing here?"
"I am Juan del Oso, and I have come to free you from this evil enchantment."
"You must run away," she cried. "A venomous serpent guards this room. It will kill you."
"I saved your two sisters," Juan replied, "and I intend to save you."
A loud hiss followed the room as the huge snake uncoiled and struck at Juan. Juan jumped to the side and hit the snake with his staff. Page 18. He froze with fear when he realized the serpent had seven heads, each with fangs that dripped with venom. Juan said the prayer his mother had taught him, and that gave him the courage to fight. The serpent tried to wrap itself around Juan and suffocated him, but he kept striking at the heads until he had crushed each one. When the serpent lay dead, Celestina spoke. "You have saved me and my sisters," she said. "Now you must be rewarded. If you take us to our father, who is a great king, he will make you a rich man, and he will give one of us to you as a wife."
"That is a worthy prize," Juan replied.
"But I might ask for proof that I rescued you." "Cut the tongue from each serpent's head and take it to him," Celestina instructed. "What else?" asked Juan.
"I give you my ring," she said. "My father will recognize it and know you are my savior."
Juan put the serpent's tongues and the ring in the pocket that held the devil's ear. Then he took Celestina to the rope, tied it around her waist, and rang the bell. Instantly, Moose River and Moose Mountain pulled her up. When they saw they had three lovely young women who were the daughters of a king, they decided to collect the reward themselves and abandon Juan in the cave. When Juan tied the rope around his waist and rang the bell, nothing happened. His two friends had escaped with the three girls, leaving him a prisoner in the Devil's Cave. Many days and nights passed, and Juan grew very hungry. He remembered the devil's ear and thought he might eat it. He pulled the ear from his pocket.
"It's your fault I'm going to die in this cave," he said, and he took a bite of the ear.
But it was very tough.
"You're not even good to eat," Juan shouted, and he threw the ear on the ground.
A puff of smoke exploded, and the devil appeared in the form of the dwarf that Juan had followed to the cave days ago.
"Thank you for returning my ear to me," said the devil. "In return, I will grant you three wishes."
"I want to be out of here," Juan commanded, and instantly he found himself outside the cave.
"I need food and water."
A table laden with food and jars of fresh water appeared before him. When he had eaten, Juan asked the devil what had happened to the girls he had rescued from the cave.
"Your two friends took the girls to their father, the king. He had promised whoever found them could marry his daughters. The two eldest daughters are ready to marry your friends as we speak." "Take me there," said Juan, and in a flash he found himself in a large reception hall where the wedding was about to take place.
Celestina instantly recognized Juan. "Father," she cried, "this is the man who rescued me from the cave."
"How can that be?" responded the king. "Have Moves River and Moves Mountain lied to me?"
"They have," she answered.
"Step forward," the king said to Juan. "How is it that you can appear from out of nowhere? What do you seek?" "My name is Juan del Oso," replied Juan, "and I reclaim my honor. Moves River and Moves Mountains lied to you. It was I who rescued your daughter from the devil's cave. I killed the giant, the tiger, and the seven-headed serpent."
The wedding guests gasped in astonishment.
"Can you prove this?" asked the king.
Page 20.
"Here are the seven tongues of the serpent," replied Juan.
And he took the tongues from his pocket and threw them on the floor.
"And here is Celestina's ring." "Yes, that is her ring," said the king, convinced that Juan had rescued his daughters and that Moves Rivers and Moves Mountains were impostors.
He ordered his guards to lock them up. "I beg you, wise king, give me Celestina for my wife," said Juan. The king looked at his daughter. "I accept this brave young man who rescued me from the evil spell," she replied. She took his hand. They were married that same day. The king gave Juan half of his fortune. Later, Juan and Celestina traveled in a splendid coach to visit his mother and grandparents. The entire town came out to greet them, for by now Juan's adventures were well known. Juan built a beautiful home there at the foot of Taos Mountain, where perhaps they live today.